The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
All right, I've got mail right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. It is Saturday, September the 1st, 2018. And if you guys are just tuning in and this is kind of new to you, you guys know, man, you're in the middle of this really crazy cool show, right? It's called Radio Memphis Around the World. And we get to play all styles, all genres, all strokes for all folks. And because of this, I wind up getting some pretty incredible mail. And I get to make some pretty incredible relationships with people across the board and across the planet. And it's amazing what I get to come across, and it's amazing what I get to listen to, and it's amazing sometimes some of the stories I get to listen to. And it's funny because as time progressed and time went on, I realized that there are some things that I get to be privy to that you guys don't necessarily see because it's always behind the scenes. And I thought, man, what better way to share some of these cool moments with you than to check my mail live on air? And that way you guys can kind of see what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with and all the coolness that comes into play. And speaking of, you know, making some kind of crazy cool relationships, this week is a little different. And, you know, and you guys will kind of understand. I decided that, you know, one of the ones I wanted to go ahead and share with everybody was actually going to be based on, you know, somewhat of a relationship with an organization that I've made out of the UK. All right. As it turns out, there is a company that is dedicated to giving you the best opportunity to build an internet active fan base and obtain radio play worldwide and do some other really cool things. And, you know, and they want. They wind up being some amazing people. And if you're wondering who I'm talking about, I'm actually talking about Ken Meekin and Rachel Selleck of the Country Music Social Media Group. And you know what this is an insanely cool group because I mean they were listed as promotion company of the year, all right, for Country Music Social Media. Okay, you know, and of course, you know, at the Josie Music Awards. That's here in the state. That's here in Tennessee. That's here. Okay, so I thought that was kind of cool. Now, Country Music Social Media, what they do is they wind up giving them all these cool opportunities and you know, they help provide a platform, you know, to network with other country artists. They provide platforms, you know, to pretty much enhance your exposure, enhance your engagement and things like that. And, you know, and they wind up working with a lot of different cool people and a lot of different cool artists and stuff. And they had reached out to me and, you know, and they were like, hey, look, you know, we would love to be able to, you know, to kind of get with you, you know, on a couple of things and, you know, maybe start, you know, sharing some of these artists and see. And what was, and the reason why, you know, I even went as far as is wanting to really kind of figure out who they are and what they've got going on is that, you know, they also wind up, doing a live show themselves, all right, you know, on another day, you know, on another station as far as out of the UK for country music, trying to pump some of these signs and stuff. And so this was kind of my way of, you know, making everybody realize just how much integrated, you know, the system is as far as, you know, people who work together and people who are trying to do the best things as far as for artists, okay? And so, you know, they wind up sending me some cool stuff, and I wanted to be able to share that music with you. And one of the artists, you know, that they specifically, you know, shared with me, they've shared several and stuff, and, you know, and we've been able to play a couple of those artists. But one of the ones that they shared with me this week is by the lady of the name of Penny Jane Black. Now, Penny Jane Black, now, not only is she, you know, out of the UK, but she herself has also been nominated by the Josie Music Awards, you know, for 2018 for Female Rising Star. She's got nominations from the UK Country Music Awards, you know, for a UK Female Country Singer of the Year and for UK Country Artist of the Year. She's also winner of the Best Album and winner of Best Solo Artist for Female for the GSMC Music Awards, you know, for this year. She's been nominated for Horizon Act of the Year, okay, by the BCMA Awards in 2017, you know, and the list kind of goes on and on and on and on as far as, you know, with what she's got going on. And she's got a very, very cool, fantastic story. And it's so funny because a lot of people, what they do is when they hear about artists that all of a sudden are starting to catch your eye, or all of a sudden you hear all of these, you know, amazing things, they're like, oh, well, that's overnight success. Oh, it's happened. And I like to point out, you know, some of the things that, you know, that people had to do in order to get there. You know, for instance, in Penny Jane Black's, you know, case, you know, country artist herself, she's a UK singer and songwriter. Okay. And if you guys want to know more, you know, pennyjaneblack.com, check it out. And she was originally from West Sussex, but now she lives in Hampshire near London. Now, her love of music, all right, pretty much came from her dad, who was in the Navy. Instead of reading her children's stories, as she puts it, he would sing and play her country songs on his guitar. And so, as a result, she would lay awake at night making up her own songs and actually dream of the future of being a singer. And so, as she grew up, you know, she wound up continuing to write songs while having a variety of jobs, including working at EMI Records, which actually was what really fueled her and actually gave her fire to continue with the music career that she was looking for. And, you know, her biggest boost came with a six-week adventure, you know, to California, where she wound up, you know, really kind of getting into the country music scene while traveling from L.A. to San Francisco and all along the northern coastline. And with that, you know, she wound up, influences from leading female singers from 80s and 90s and stuff like that, and wound up going to singer-songwriter stuff and was able to kind of derive from that, you know, her own unique style. She started performing around the south of England, and, you know, building up a following at that time. You know, we were talking about 2015. She went to Nashville. She recorded six of her songs and returning back in 2016 and completed a 11-track self-titled album. And, of course, you know, her debut album, you know, had a mix of country, pop, alternative, retro country, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, that she was able to kind of mix and just to show all her dynamics. And, you know, and when it was all said and done, you know, she really started pushing forward, and she really started working with a lot of different groups and a lot of different people. And you know, and she started pushing, you know, putting a couple of, you know, musicians together in January of 2017. And, you know, she did, you know, several sessions, you know, over that period of time, and, you know, following up with singles, you know, left and right. And this is, you know, this is one of those things where she kept pushing. And, you know, the Country Music Awards, the UK Country Music Awards, Josie Awards, and everybody else really started, you know, kind of proclaiming and nominating and bringing her into the forefront stuff, because they realized, you know, everything that she had, you know, everything she's got, you know, going on. And in July, what she did was she wound up flying to Spain, and she wound up making a music video for her latest song, Steel Horse. Okay, and Steel Horse is actually being released today in the United States. And what was even cooler is, you know, is that, you know, the ladies and gentlemen, you know, and everybody over at, you know, at social media and country music made sure that we had, you know, that available to us right here on Radio Memphis and Radio Memphis around the world. And in fact, I actually got an email, you know, from Ken letting me know that that particular song was only being released in the U.S. today. So we have the opportunity right here on Radio Memphis around the world to share some very, very cool music with you. So with that being said, guys, check it out. You know, check out some of the artists and stuff that they support and stuff like that, you know, and follow what they've got going on. They're doing some amazing, you know, pretty incredible stuff. You know, again, you know, it's one of those country music social media, all right? Country Music Social Media UK. You know, they even got a group and stuff like that you can even follow their artist. I'm looking forward to, like I said, we're kind of batting back and forth and, you know, having a lot of fun with that. So this is just another layer, you know, I like to share, because, you know, all the different, you know, people we do get to talk to and all the different people we do get to collaborate with. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, one of our biggest passions, you know, from whether you're in the UK or whether you're sitting in Memphis, Tennessee, home of rock and roll, of course, you know, one of the biggest passions for us is, you know, is to find talent and to find new talent and to put talent and elevate that talent, and so that the client can hear it. So how about that? So what I'm going to do, let me go ahead and play you some of that, you know, some of that new talent, you know, that's for us here anyways on Radio Memphis around the world. And thank you again, you know, to everybody in country music social media. We're going to do a little Penny Jane Black, all right? And this is what they've sent to us right here, only on Radio Memphis around the world. Now, look, don't forget, guys, I'm always checking my mail. Like I said, you'll never know who's going to be, you know, writing to me and sending me stuff. I'm always, you know, I'm going to be sharing it with you right here during the show. If you want to get in touch with me and you want to drop me a line, you know, you never know, man. I might share some of your stuff on air. Make sure that you actually reach out to my personal email, Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A at PirateRadioStudios.com. All right. Tell me who you are. Tell me what you've got going on. And if you've got music and, you know, you got some stuff you want to attach to it, love to have it and consider it for promo play here at radio-memphis.com. You know, I also look, just you know, go to Radio Memphis Around the World Facebook page, Radio Memphis, you know, Facebook page. You know, you can follow me on Dirty D, you know, Radio Memphis on Instagram. I'm all over the place on that as well. Drop me lines, send me messages, you know, let me know what's up. And I'll be the stalker. I'll see what you've got going on. And what I'll also do, though, you never know, man. I may flip this mic on and it might be you I'm talking about for that next go. So in the meantime, let's go ahead. Dee has checked her mail right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. And we're going to listen to some cool music from Penny Jane Black right here, right now.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.